This is the Covenant Eyes Podcast.
You take away my mobile phone, you'll take away a part of me.
This distinction between the physical world and the virtual one will become increasingly blurred.
Thanks for tuning in to the Covenant Eyes Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Gilkerson, and I'm joined today with my friend, Pastor Jim Rose. Today, we're interviewing Mark Castleman. Mark is the author of The Drug of the New Millennium, a book about how pornography use affects the brain. In today's portion of the interview, Mark shares some of his findings from researchers and neurobiologists about the hormones released in the body when someone watches pornography and why there are long-term consequences to watching it. Mark will also talk about how God has designed the brain and our sex drive from a scientific perspective. You won't want to miss today's interview on the Covenant Eyes Podcast. Mark, you have just recently written a book called The Drug of the New Millennium, The Brain Science Behind Internet Pornography Use. This is a really interesting book and got a very interesting title. Describe, what do you mean by the drug of the new millennium?
Well, many years ago, as we were looking at, the pornography addiction, rates were going up dramatically as the internet came on board. And as we looked at that, I grew up in Southern California, actually in the San Fernando Valley, which is the pornography production capital of the world. Many people might not know that. But I grew up there in the late 60s and early 70s, and I was exposed to pornography at the age of 13. And instantly hooked, and spent about 25 years battling with that addiction.
Wow!
And through my own process, I came to the place where I thought, there's got to be something more to this than just these images. As many who've struggled with this, I tried hundreds of times to break out of it and would succeed for a while and then fall back and up and down. I call it the roller coaster ride from hell. And as I was looking at that, some of my other work in the human performance and personal growth field brought me into contact with some wonderful neuropsychologists and brain scientists, and I started to ask them, when we see these images, where do they go? How are they stored? Do they somehow affect the brain or change your brain's circuitry or chemistry? And what I started to learn from these individuals is that pornography, when it's viewed, it triggers the release of very powerful neurochemicals in the brain. And these are the same kinds of chemicals that are triggered when one uses things like cocaine, in the use of alcohol, and other substances. And so we have, especially the primary chemical released is dopamine. And then we have things like norepinephrine and oxytocin and serotonin. And what became readily apparent was that pornography really creates a chemical dependency in the brain. And so we really have begun over the years to refer to pornography as substance abuse, as a chemical addiction, because while it's not ingested or injected, when it's viewed, it causes the brain to release the same kinds of chemicals that a street drug will trigger the brain to release. And so it, in that way, they're identical.
In your book, you talk about Dr. Paige Bailey, and you talk about how Dr. Bailey helped you understand, some of these things. Can you talk a little bit about how she helped you and maybe describe the process you went through in researching and putting together some of the details then of your book?
Yeah, actually, Dr. Paige Bailey is a man, and that's a mistake some people make because
Oops.
Of his first name, which is no problem. Yeah, I was actually introduced to Dr. Bailey back in the 90s. Through some of my work in the self-improvement field. And we just had an instant connection. He was about the age that my father would have been. I lost my father when I was just a very young child. And we developed kind of a father-son mentor-student relationship almost immediately. And he was one of the world's most gifted neuropsychologists. He just a genius, and he had spent a lifetime studying how does the brain work, how are habits formed. And the more time I spent with him, I was just like a sponge, and he would send me off with books to read, and I would, in fact, I spent weeks in the medical libraries, and he kind of became my university professor, if you will. And so he was the one who really opened my whole world to the field of neuroscience, and I just couldn't get enough of it, and it really became my passion, and it has been ever since. And so,
that's great.
You know, I tell people I don't have the PhD after my name, and the reason that I know these things is because I've had these wonderful men and women who have, you know, done the hard work to understand these things, and they've been gracious enough to take me, you know, under their wings and into their circle and teach me. Dr. Bailey actually passed away about 2.5 years ago, which was an enormous loss to us, but I often feel like he's still speaking through me. And my background is I've spent a lot of years, you know, developing training programs where I take, you know, complex material and I break it down into basic, you know, fundamental blocks, and then I put it into a form that the average person like me can understand.
Sure.
And so that's what these great men and women have really looked at me as, you know, as a way to take all of these things that they've discovered and developed over the years and you know, put it into training and book format that,
great.
You know, I tell people, if I can understand it, you can understand it.
Well, as long as we're on this subject of this neurochemistry and neuroscience, how pornography affects things, can you give us a brief tutorial of the human brain, if you will, and the parts that are kind of relevant to our discussion today?
Yeah, there's really two primary parts of the brain that are affected by addiction especially, but really the two parts of the brain that are primary drivers for almost everything that we do in life. One of those is what we call the frontal lobes. And for those who are listening, if they put their hand up on their forehead, the frontal lobes are located right there, you know, on the front part of the brain. And the frontal lobes are what we call the CEO of the brain. That's where all of our rational thinking, our logic, our sound decision making, you know, looking at consequences and future goals, our belief system, that's all located in the frontal lobes. Okay. The other part of the brain that is a tremendous driver in human behavior is what we call the limbic system. And that's the emotional part of the brain, kind of runs down the center. And that part of the brain doesn't care about what the frontal lobes are concerned with. The limbic system doesn't care about consequences, beliefs, morals, values. It simply wants pleasure, instant reward. It's very emotionally driven. And so those two parts of the brain are always in communication, in conflict. And we're always doing different things in our lives depending on which of those parts of the brain we're listening to. And so as you start to talk about addiction, and especially pornography addiction, those two parts of the brain are critical to that process.
Can you then talk about how a healthy sexual response should function in the brain then?
Well, I can talk about how it's supposed to function in a healthy way, and then I can talk about how pornography twists that,
bet. That's good.
You know, one of the things I often talk about, and I'm a very big believer in this, is that sexuality is not dark or dirty or evil. It's not a bad thing. My personal belief is that our Creator placed these sexual processes within us for a wonderful purpose. They're good. They're designed to be a wonderful part of our lives. And really, what's good or bad about sexuality is how we use it. You know, what is the application? And I often talk about right use, which I derive from the word righteous. If you take righteous and you spell right hyphen use, that's really what righteous means. And so there's a right use or a righteous use of sexuality, and then there's a wrong use. And so as you look at that, I often talk about human sexuality or sexual intimacy in terms of a healthy marriage relationship. And if you really want to understand the highest right use of our sexual, our sexual powers, our sexual tendencies, it's really within a healthy marriage. And the way I often talk about this, and you probably noticed in the book that there's what's called the funnel of sexual process.
Yeah, that was excellent, yeah.
And that was Dr. Paige Bailey's genius. The funnel looks like an hourglass. And if you look at this hourglass illustration, it really describes how the human brain works.
Okay.
And at the top of that hourglass, we have a wide perspective. We're going along in life, we're seeing everything around us. But as soon as you express the intent that you want to become sexual, mm-hmm. you're feeling aroused, you want to go into that process, if that's inside a healthy marriage relationship, as husband and wife come together, their brains begin to narrow their focus and start to shut out all the other distractions in the world, and those powerful brain chemicals begin to release, and the married couple experiences this wonderful experience. And so things like dopamine release, which increases your focus, your energy, feelings of arousal. Norepinephrine is a drug that sears that experience in the memory banks in the brain. Oxytocin is the great bonding chemical. Scientists first discovered that in the brains of mothers who had just given birth, bonding them to their newborn child. And now we know that oxytocin releases when we hug, when we embrace, and especially in sexual intimacy with couples, bonding them together in this powerful way. And so as all those chemicals release in that marriage, it benefits husband and wife in every way, and fortifies them in other parts of their lives, and just really brings them together to be truly become one. And it's this wonderful brain neurochemical process in that funnel. And as you look at it, you think, wow, God's a genius. Look at how he designed this. This is just incredible.
Sure. So this.
And so it's powerful. He meant it to be powerful.
Yeah. So this same process, it takes place. It takes place within the context of viewing pornography too, but in a perhaps more twisted way.
Well, what I tell people is that the funnel process that's taking place within that healthy marriage, that same process is taking place when pornography is viewed. And while the process is almost identical, the outcome is radically different.
Mm, yeah.
And so if you look at that same funnel, let's say now instead of being coming together with husband and wife to use the powers of that funnel, let's say an individual's now viewing pornography. Well, the same narrowing process takes place. They start to shut out all the other distractions, around them. But now as those neurochemicals release, you're seeing a different result in the brain. So, for example, dopamine.
Okay.
Dopamine is the pleasure chemical in the brain. It is the chemical that allows us to feel pleasure. And in the marriage, of course, that's a wonderful benefit. But if you're engaging in addiction behavior, and that dopamine is released, whatever you're doing when dopamine is released, you're going to become dependent on that activity for the release of that pleasure chemical in your brain.
That's where the addiction comes in.
You bet.
Okay.
And so if you're looking at pornography, the pornography viewing triggers the release of that dopamine, and now you're experiencing immense pleasure because of those images, and now your brain wants more the next time.
So it's connected. And your brain is connected the pleasure of that the dopamine has released with the images themselves, or with the process of viewing pornography. And so you're
yes, they become linked. It's what we call conditioned learning,
okay,
or state-based learning. And so now you're in the funnel looking at pornography. Massive amounts of dopamine are releasing. So you're feeling this immense pleasure and arousal. Norepinephrine is releasing, which is searing that experience in your brain as if with a branding iron. And so those images are being seared in your memory banks. And where this becomes especially problematic is when individuals try to overcome pornography. You know, they'll say to me, Mark, I'm sitting in church or I'm with my child or I'm in some setting, and all of a sudden these horrible pornographic images come flooding into my mind from nowhere. And I just don't understand it. I hate it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the norepinephrine that was releasing when they first viewed them, and they're just permanently, well, I shouldn't say permanently, but strongly stored in the brain because of that chemical. You know, then you have oxytocin, and this is where it gets really problematic, is because if you're looking, if you're looking at images that are causing the release of oxytocin,
yeah.
And this especially comes into play when the individual viewing pornography reaches that crescendo experience, which is what pornographers want them to get to, that oxytocin releases, and now you have to ask yourself, what am I being bonded to with the release of this chemical? I mean, this is the chemical that bonds a mother to her child, bonds a husband and wife together, and now it's bonding me to fantasy images with that same kind of power. And so when you think of that, you think, well, my heavens, no wonder people get stuck in this addiction and have such a hard time breaking out. So it's a funnel process with the pornography that was never intended to be used in that setting. I mean, this funnel experience was designed to bond human beings together in a lifelong commitment. And now you're mimicking and counterfeiting that experience, and you're applying that same powerful process to the viewing of images online. And so it's being used in a way that was never intended by our creator.
Thanks for listening to this interview with Mark Castleman. Again, you can read more about what Mark was talking about in his book, The Drug of the New Millennium. Stay tuned for part two of his interview when he talks more about the difficult cycle of addiction and how pornography particularly affects the brains of children and teenagers. This is Luke Gilkerson, and you have been listening to the Covenant Eyes Podcast.